All right. Well, I thought we'd start, and if you guys would like to introduce yourself and how you guys are connected to the Play Lab.
All right, well, I'll start. My name's Delight Howells, and I am part of the Dallas Steiner family, and we are all, myself with my siblings and parents, are all kind of co-owners of Linkway, which is a company we started when we started the building project, which will end up housing the Play Lab. So my end is working on some of the construction piece, and also we'll be opening a cafe to feed the Children's Museum and also the general public on the other side. An art studio, a bit of a marketplace, a workspace, and then we also the same building will be housing J and Co Hair Studios. And then Lori, and she can introduce herself a bit more. She'll have the biggest part of the building for her space. So that's kind of my part of the involvement, I guess.
And my name is Lori Cologne, and I am the founder and CEO of the Wayne County Children's Steam Play Lab. And so we've just been able to partner together with the Steiner family and bring about this new Children's Science Center that's coming to Wayne County.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. And yeah, I'd heard about all the different aspects that are going into this. So I'd also like to take kind of a step back and maybe start where this even came from and how all these groups kind of came together and how long you guys have been doing this process. So kind of the history, if you will. You're good.
So, sorry, somebody walked in. So a little bit about the history and how it all came together. Lori, do you want to go or you want me to go?
You can start and then I'll add.
Okay. So, I mean, my family story started back somewhat in 2016 or so when we visited a children's museum, and we just kind of kept coming back to us how much we needed something similar to that in the area. And so back in 2019, I had the opportunity to kind of shift away from my work. I'd worked for 12 years as a nurse manager at a public health department, and had the opportunity to shift away from that to start pl actually planning a children's museum. And in the midst of that, we bought some land out along Route 30 by Dutch Kitchen. And in the middle of kind of, we were just kind of behind the scenes. I was doing a lot of research, trying to figure things out, kind of had a little plan in place, And then suddenly my brother says, "Hey, I was talking to somebody at work and they know somebody who started a nonprofit to open a children's museum." So I thought, "Oh my goodness, there can't be two of us. We need to meet and see what's up." So I truly feel it was the Lord's peace in all this and putting it on our hearts and bringing us together, because when I did meet with Lori, the things she had envisioned and planned, there's a lot of synergy and a lot of similarities, but she also had an awesome and way better plan than I could even imagine. So she was truly the one meant to carry it. And like I said, the Lord planted the vision for us to partner with her in that. So that's kind of how our relationship started. And then we kind of went from there. So yeah.
Yep, I would agree to that. So it's kind of the same idea. It's been about 5 years ago now, so around 2016, that I had a dream, and that was to bring a Children's Science Center to Wayne County. And at the time, I was working with the YMCA here in Wayne County and continued on with that, kind of putting that dream behind me for a few years. And then in 2019, just really felt like my time with the Y was coming to a close and I wasn't sure what was next. And I was actually talking with some staff members and they said, "Why don't you go after your dream?" And it kind of birthed from there of really starting to run after my dream. And as Delight said, in the midst of this, was holding some different community meetings, inviting people to come, basically some friends and family, hear about my crazy idea and dream. And in the midst of this, someone came and then took it back to her spouse, who works with Delight's brother. And so our dreams were very much went hand in hand together. And just as Delight said, I really believe that God's hand was all in that, and just bringing us together, basically planting the seed in both of our hearts at the same time for bringing something like this to Wayne County. And just a lot of our visions were the same. And so when that partnership offer was there and building the building and providing that space. That was just, it was a no-brainer to be able to partner with this family and who's supported us and our board and our vision and dreams, you know, and mission as we're moving forward.
Definitely seems like, yeah, the timing of everything just really worked out and just a really great collaboration to come together.
For sure.
All right. Well, thank you again, guys, for sharing that. I'd love to hear also more now about like the process. Obviously, this is a huge project. You don't just exactly wake up the next morning and then have a children's museum. So I'd love to kind of talk about the process. I know you guys got to do some groundbreaking in the fall. So I'd love to kind of talk about how that came to be and how things have been going since then.
Do you want me to start, Lori? Sure.
I'll let you start every time.
Well, let's give our kind of side of things. So, yeah, back when Lori and I think we first had our meeting, I remember her and I thinking, oh, yeah, by this fall or whatever, we would have things rolling and going. And I think it was literally probably like a good almost year later. Yeah, because I think we were thinking fall of 2020 or something. But by the time we did groundbreaking, it was June of last year. And, you know, timing is really interesting. So we, you know, and then even beginning with the groundbreaking, we're working with Weaver Commercial Contractors, and they've been awesome. But timing wise, everybody's working a lot slower, you know, with COVID and everything. Everything's behind where it would normally be. And originally by February this time, we were expecting to maybe even have the inside of the building somewhat complete, if that makes sense. We were even thinking by October, Lori and her crew could get in and get their stuff going, you know? So in our minds, around June, our original timeline, we thought we would at this time of year be a lot further. But I know on my end, I can say it's a blessing that it's kind of progressed a lot slower. We unexpectedly were approached, our family, at the end of March with the offer to buy Dutch Kitchen right next door and to close July 1st. So that was like literally a month turnaround. And so since then, I've been, while working on the project next door, I've been learning all about restaurant life. And we are currently this week actually closed down for 2 weeks in the middle of a remodel. And so like everything has really worked out well in the sense of if we were really opening the cafe and everything that I have planned next door right now, things that we're wanting to accomplish with Dutch Kitchen would be like, it would just be crazy. And I'm in the middle school right now too. So I truly think while we had plans and thoughts of what could be, I continue to go back to the Lord's been in this. He knows what we need in the time frame and things, even the relationships and people that I've come across. You know, had we been a lot further in this process, would have missed out on some key conversations with people that are really going to help, you know, bring the whole thing together and make it really succeed. So that's, yes, it's been slower, but it's been a blessing as a result. So we're excited. I'm excited for when we do get to that point. It has felt like a really long time, but at the same time, there's been so much keeping, I know both Lori and I busy between now and then that we're going to be just fine. So with the timeline. So
yeah, I mean, just dittoing everything that she said. I mean, you know, I think we had those aspirations to move and, you know, be open very quick. And it's just all been the right timing. Even, you know, some of the stuff that kind of got delayed and the building process, it's definitely been the right timing. It's allowed us opportunities for just, you know, the building going up and being able to speak with community stakeholders and people of interest that want to be a part of this. And so, you know, as a nonprofit, it takes a community and it takes a lot of grant writing. It takes a lot of donations to make this happen. And so those have come in slower than I think what I originally thought, but a lot of that played in because of COVID. Companies just wanting to kind of hold back and not sure where things were going to land as to whether their companies were even going to be running still. And so it was just kind of a slower process of getting funds in, but we in the process of it have just been able to grow the number of people who are just excited about that. And I think that's going to help us in the long run. And so, everything's just, I think, in the perfect timing.
I can see where, yeah, having some more time to kind of be able to work through things, even though it was an unexpected extra amount of time, it seems like it's definitely working out. You had mentioned the some delays due to COVID, and I've been hearing that in some other areas. You know, we're hearing about delays with shipping and stuff like that. Are there anything in particular that you guys are kind of noticing that's really kind of affecting, like, is it mainly like construction and materials, or kind of where are those delays that you guys are seeing pop up?
I mean, on my end, I haven't like grilled our construction people to say what's going on, but I do know, I have heard that staffing is an issue, you know, just in general. So when you're a big company who, you know, doing construction, who works with other contractors to do parts and pieces of it, and it's in, you know, there's just a lot going on and you're slow staffed, then that can impact it. I know us jumping into the restaurant scene, our biggest issue is staffing, you know, just finding people and not overworking the people that we do have. So I'm feeling that even more than like the supply chain stuff, but I know that's definitely playing in as well to different parts and pieces, you know, even the planning of, you know, before where you could just order something and it was going to be there, where they're saying, okay, we need to know and lock in your cafe equipment now because of the lead time is months out. And so that's, you know, the having the blessing of timing somewhat so that we know we're going to have equipment when we need it is still good too. You know, that things are progressing a little bit slower is hopefully going to work out that way too. But that's kind of what I'm hearing. It's hard to say though, you know, but I don't know.
So. Yeah, I can't really speak on any of those things. I think Delight's the best one to speak on any of that. Again, our delay has been, you know, in the people, the companies, kind of holding on to money just because of not wanting to give through COVID, and that's understandable. So, really, kind of halfway through this past year is when companies were finally like, okay, I think we're going to be okay, and really started stepping up to give toward it.
And I can see the hesitation, like you had mentioned, because it's still a big question mark sometimes moving forward with everything right now. So, okay, well, so I was wondering if you guys could also kind of touch on, so where are you guys at in the process right now? I know it's a big project, so it might be hard to exactly be like, oh, we're 40% done, but in aspects of, you know, people in the community are like, so when is this, how is this coming along? What does it kind of look like now?
Yeah, I mean, on the construction side, we've had several weeks, almost months, where it looks like nothing is happening. But in reality, the building frame went up pretty quick. But then after that, they needed to wrap the windows, the doors, do all the details on the outside so that when you put the sides up, it all fits. So that's kind of like, we're just now starting to see the sides going up. The roofing is finally on. So they're still working on getting the outside closed in. And I know another challenge is that it's winter, so it's cold and it's hard to work fast and get things done and even get crews out here. And so I think once the outside gets, you know, the walls are up, that things will happen a lot quicker on the inside just because it'll be a little bit warmer and they'll be able to kind of knock some of that out a little bit easier. So, you know, I think the last they've kind of like June is like what's in my head, if that makes sense, for the cafe side, or at least having the internal interior stuff done. And I know Lori, your timeline might depend a little bit somewhat on, you know, you can talk to that on the fundraising and different things like that coming together, but it's all the process.
So. Yeah, for sure. A process. You know, we're obviously still in the midst of our fundraising. Our goal is $7 million. And I would say we have about probably 35 to 40% of that. And so, you know, we're slowly securing the other portions. And so as that comes, it is just, you know, we have some different phases in our, with our design company. And so as the different phases come, you know, we're able to pay them and they're able to do work. And so, you know, we're shooting for kind of a late fall, but there may be some parts of the building that aren't fully done yet. And that might be a little bit of a slower process. So, you know, when people ask me, I'm saying late fall, it could be later than that. It does all depend upon our funding and how that continues to come through.
Yeah, and that's right with the give and take, like you just mentioned, Lori, about, you know, getting some funds in to be able to pay for different parts of the process and kind of the going back and forth. But okay. You had mentioned the fundraising. Are there any events coming up or any ways that people, if they're looking to participate in the fundraising, that they can participate?
Sure. Well, right now we're partnering with Lurch's Donuts and doing a fundraiser. So we list all our fundraisers on our Facebook page. So that's easy to find us there. And then we have another one, I think it's May 21st. Sorry, I don't have my calendar in front of me, but it is a golf outing at Riceland. And so those are our two, I would say, closest fundraisers. March 17th to the 18th, we have one with Kalahari as well. So we have, you know, some small fundraisers here and there that definitely, you know, anybody could participate in and be a part of. And of course, every dollar that's raised goes directly toward our interior design and sets that we're building. And so every dollar helps.
And you have t-shirts on the website.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You said every dollar helps. They have some nice t-shirts. Right. I got one.
Yeah. T-shirts for sale. That's ongoing. People can purchase, you know, t-shirts, and we'll have some other different ways that people can partner as we get closer to, you know, being in some different ways that people can, you know, adopt a rock kind of thing in memory of someone and those type of things. Part of the fundraising as well is, you know, as people want to give, there's different ways that people can go in and name places within the facility. So, you know, if they wanted to give, we have a Kid City area and it'll have streets that can be named, you know, those type of things that people can give a donation and name an area. And there's set amounts for that. It's all on our website at WCCSP.org. So definitely, you know, there's several different ways that people can give, different levels of giving that, you know, we'll be able to, you know, for different areas, I guess you can name, there's different levels of giving.
Yeah, different ways, different levels, between everything from the t-shirts all the way up to the having different parts named within the facility itself. So
yep.
Okay. Looking over things here. Obviously, I think, you know, Delight, you'd kind of touched on this at the beginning, and it definitely feels like there's this very strong meaning behind it for both of you and both of your groups about why you're doing this. So I'd love if you guys want to touch on that a little bit more about why you feel this is so important and why you're really trying to help offer this for people in the community.
Yeah. So, I mean, on our end, part of the initial vision was just, it's hard to find places in Wayne County to do. There are places to go and things to do, but there's just not a lot of variety. And so our kind of passion was to find more opportunities for people to do things together. And so some of the other pieces we're doing with the art studio, the cafe, the, you know, the market space is to kind of help support a little bit and kind of what Lori's doing also to kind of partner and bring some of those other spaces. The Linkway, we came up with the name of Linkway. We're obviously along Lincoln Way, but the way to do life is to link together with people, to have a relationship and to do things together. And so our tagline is Linkway, bringing people together. So simply at the end of the day, providing opportunities, safe places for youth to hang out, for people to hang out, whether it's, you know, children's and families at the Children's Museum, or just having a late night space where people can go to the cafe, play board games, you know, whatever it is, we want to create those opportunities. So that's kind of where our heart is with it.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I was an early childhood educator for several years, working with the Y, and just, you know, in doing that, I was a part of a community, really, of, you know, professionals, teachers, working with parents and different educators around the community. And really, they've just taught me that the most important tool that we can gift our children is the power of play. And knowing that, you know, we have a lot of play-based places here in our community, but not necessarily places that have kind of the multi-tier of play and education. And so that was something that I really longed to have for my own family. And kind of as Delight mentioned, having a place that families can come and engage together. As a parent, you know, my kids are on all different sports and activities and we're running all the time. And to be able to go, when we go away to where there's COSI or Cleveland or other children's science centers we've done over vacation times, you know, it's a place that we can all engage together. And that's really what we want to provide, is a place that families can come and engage together and, you know, where kids can creatively explore and dream and build and research and just be taught and be inspired and dig in. And that's really what we want to provide for our community.
Yeah, I see what you're both saying. Yeah, that it's more than just an fun interactive space that the students and kids can learn of all ages and many different ways, it seems like, and the parents as well with different activities.
Absolutely. And we hope, you know, that, you know, as we're providing this connection and engagement place, that people are really being connected back to the science and the technology and the engineering and the arts and the math, as well as health and wellness and global cultures. Those are all important pieces to what STEAM is about and what we're doing and why we're doing it. And we just hope that we're able to just foster that in our facility.
The other thing that's been really interesting, like just a new perspective from where we started with this, since we bought Dutch Kitchen, our clientele is older, and we've had a lot of people ask about what's happening next door. And a lot of them are grandparents, and some of them are just so, so excited that they can take their grandchild there. So it's not just, you know, parents and kids. It's like, it's all generations, you know, and even, you know, places they hear about the cafe, they're like, oh, we could go there, you know, just spaces for, we do have finding out a rather large population of older folks. And so they're also looking for places to go and things to do. And so I think this is kind of an answer to that as well, you know, with, you know, grandkiddos and just options. So, you know, we started off really focusing on the little ones, but it's really, I think, going to bless the whole community beyond what we've even imagined. So it's been neat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, really offer that. It sounds like from what you guys are describing, that whole experience for the whole family. And yeah, whether it's, you know, grandparents taking their grandkids up over the weekend or, you know, a meeting up there and for an evening activity, the whole family, just those kind of spaces that, you know, learn and grow for everyone in the family.
And I know Lori, sorry, I'm just going on here, but Lori's really going to work a lot with the schools too. So it's just kind of neat with the amount of schools we have in the area and just some of the opportunity there to partner with them and different projects. And there's just a lot that can be done there. So it's exciting.
Absolutely. We'll have a curriculum director that's on staff, and part of her job is connecting our different spaces and exhibit areas back to the Ohio standards so that we really become an extension of the school classroom, and that teachers can come and what they're teaching in the classroom that becomes hands-on in our facility. And so definitely a place that we are already partnering and looking for ways to work with the schools. We're hoping to be able to maybe do a couple of options for summer camps this coming summer, even before our facilities open, working with some school districts to provide a couple of weeks here and there. So look for more information on that to come as well.
Awesome. I was going to ask, kind of going off of that, you know, as we're moving forward, as, you know, we start to continue to see progress and stuff like that, where are some places that people can kind of check to kind of see how things are coming along and how progress is coming along?
Biggest place for us is Facebook. Definitely keeping updated on there more than anything. You know, we are in the midst of redoing our webpage, and so hopefully we'll have some more updates going on there as well.
Yeah, on our end, we do have a Linkway. It's called linkway.us. So Linkway spelled L-I-N. CWAY.us. And we do have some information on there and a Facebook page. I've been a little slower on doing much with it because it's more for the operational side. So as we get closer to opening, we'll probably start using it more. And I think for Lori and I, being able to point each other to each other's pages on our own stuff, you know, just kind of, you know, if there's something, you know, in the future too, as Lori's, you know, running something or doing something, that we can hopefully do some cross places people can kind of find out about everything we're doing and kind of work well together. So I, like I said, I haven't done a lot other than posting some basic information on our website about our plans and what's to come, and then linking it to Lori's page so people can hopefully end up there to help with some of the efforts she needs support on.
Yeah, kind of helping each other out and the sharing links and look here and look there kind of. All right. Well, I think those are really most of the questions I had, Delight and Lori. Is there anything else you feel like should know about, you know, the progress of how things are coming along in the future, what it'll look like?
Not that comes to mind.
No, I think, you know, just directing, again, people back to Facebook probably more than anywhere right now, just to follow us and, you know, like us to be able to get up-to-date information. And I try to post on there every couple of weeks, just pictures of the progress of what's happening. And, you know, people seeing this, it's really become something that's real to them. Before, it was kind of like, oh, this is some lady's crazy dream, you know, that this is happening. And so as the building, you know, has been going up, it's definitely concreted that, oh, we are getting this in our community, for our school kids, for our, you know, families, for our seniors, for everyone to enjoy. And so people are really starting to get behind it. And so the more that people know about it, the more that people follow us and are up to date on information, I feel like the more people are that are informed, you know, the better we are as far as fundraising and so forth.
Yeah, kind of keep things going, keep the momentum moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say too, you know, I've been invited to a lot of groups to come and share. I have a PowerPoint and just come and speak on what we're doing. And so if there's any groups that are interested in having us come and share, you know, please don't hesitate to reach out. And it's to my email is the best way to contact me.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Lori and Delight. I'll go ahead and